I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This may be a bit of a shock, speaking of Harrison Ford and one of his most famous roles, of course, Star Wars. Walt Disney World is shutting down Star Wars. Their Star Wars-themed luxury hotel tanked.
Of course it did. It was $5,000 a night.
It is closing in September.
Sorry.
Less than 2 years after
sorry,
it opened.
Sorry, guys, you didn't get to.
Are they listening?
So
there's
evil.
There's no,
where's
no, listen.
Lab?
You didn't get to play the lab. Yeah.
It was never anything I was going to be able to do.
There's Lisa. Lisa!
Lisa! Lisa, you're breaking my heart!
Lisa! I'm looking forward to completing your training.
Lisa's laugh was more evil than the
yeah,
other
one. Oh, it was! Losers!
You did this, didn't you, Lisa?
No! No, I'm so happy I don't have to hear about it anymore.
You have no friends, now you have no hotel.
Yes.
Fulfill your destiny.
I think you'll find that it is priced outside of our range.
I think you'll find $5,000 a night is too much.
Why did they do this?
Disney announced the closing of the two-night Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel and Experience, but didn't provide a full reason. People did point out that they had actually shut down bookings during certain weeks, and availability was available right up until the last minute. So obviously people were not, after the initial fanfare wore off, people weren't spending the money. Disney's chief executive, Bob Iger, announced that the company is going to reduce costs by $5.5 billion as it works to make its streaming TV business more profitable. Some Star Wars fans complained the cost of staying at the Star Cruiser was too high. Booking started around $5,000 for two guests.
That's the noise that it made when you finally paid for it.
Yeah.
When you clicked, like, yes.
It included. Oh, no.
That's when you open your Visa bill.
Yeah.
It included 2 days and two nights in one of the 100 Star Cruiser cabins, galactic-inspired food and drink, a visit to Batuu, the Star Wars planet located inside the Disney World theme park, and more. The 100 rooms at the site represent less than 0.5% of Disney's room inventory on the Walt Disney World property. A Disney spokesperson said the Star Cruiser experience was praised by the guests and recognized for setting a new bar for innovation and immersive entertainment in the industry, but at the end, didn't work the way they wanted. They say they're going to take what they've learned to create future experiences that can reach more of their guests and fans.
Why don't they just lower prices?
I know. Why can't they just make it cheaper? This makes me mad.
You know what? I bet because
it probably costs more.
How many people did they have that were just helping it to be like an immersive thing? Wasn't it someone came to your room and then you were on some kind of like insane, like every family was on their own like adventure and stuff like that. And obviously they just like, there's not enough people.
Just turn it into a regular Star Wars hotel.
Yeah. That's
right.
Get rid of all that immersive stuff.
Yeah.
Have like a little cafeteria where you can go get that food.
But I can't. I'm not going to spend $5,000 for that.
Well, no.
So it's going to be a regular hotel room then. And then the prices should be in line with their regular hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That's what I definitely stay at with my kids.
Yeah. Like, you can still have a Star Wars hotel.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have to be insane.
Yeah, you don't have to make it Westworld.
No, exactly. There's not enough Star Wars fans, I think, for this.
I think there's enough fans. They just don't have enough money.
They want to go and do, like, they like it, but they're not you know.
They're not going to go do the actual thing. Yeah,
there's not a lot of Star Wars
billionaires.
They were really
That's the problem.
They were banking on,
There was enough to cover them for a year and a half, but now they've realized everyone who wanted to do this has done it.
Everyone
can afford to do this.
Well, and honestly,
everybody else is spending their money on action figures.
But when you go to the thing, you know, like, and I've only seen videos, but if I was like a huge Star Wars fan and I was like, I'm going to do all this, do you know how much it would end up costing you to do it right?
Oh, I'd be bankrupt.
Yeah. You know, it's because
ridiculous.
You'll go, there'll be a helmet you want, and that's going to be $500.
Well, we heard
there's a lightsaber. All of them are like $200 to $500. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go to the Star Wars thing and not come home with a lightsaber.
No,
I know that.
You want the full experience,
I know that. So I can't be spending $5,000 for two nights.
It's probably like a $10,000 thing once it's all said and done.
Yeah.
For 48 hours. How could you ever justify that?
No, you can't.
I
wish I would have sat on the board of the Star Wars.
They needed someone like you.
They would have just laughed at everything they said.
What?
That would have been Lisa's response.
We're thinking about $5,000.
What? $5,000, you get two look at the room, you get two little bunk beds, and a bed.
No.
Lisa's response to the Star Wars planning committee.
No.
Like, the rooms are sweet. But not $5,000 for two nights, sweet.
You're like stuck. Like,
but you're looking up into space, Lisa.
That's not good.
But see, this is the thing. So if it was, you're just spending the exact same. Okay, because Disney has like different resorts for everyone's like price point, right? So I remember I stayed in a kids' Disney resort one time. It wasn't a crazy amount of money. Wasn't the best place on earth.
Right.
Either.
Yeah, they've got budget hotels, they've got medium hotels, and then they got high end.
And to me, this thing, it's like,
it's the high end.
This was like super high end.
Right.
You know, and it should be a medium hotel. And just, you don't need to send a guy in a Jedi outfit to my room to take me around. Just let me stay in this.
Explore it on your own.
So they've only got 100 rooms. Do you think if they built an addition and built, like, say, like 500 of these rooms, they could open it as a regular hotel, charging, you know, regular rates, and it would be profitable?
It's what they should have done from the very start. They probably just didn't have the land for it, or they really, I don't know if you know this, but Disney has done a fairly bad job of controlling the Star Wars universe, except for The Mandalorian.
And that's one of the complaints. Mm-hmm. They had none of the classic characters as part of this experience.
Really?
No Chewbacca, you know, no Han Solo, no, like...
They wanted you to be the universe,
right,
which is the whole problem.
Besides some stormtroopers and stuff, there wasn't any of the, you know, like, our generation Star Wars characters.
Yeah. Well, because, this is the thing, they've been trying to get you to forget about Luke Skywalker and that whole saga. Like, Disney wants to take Star Wars away from that. Like, oh no, it's not just that. They really have misjudged what Star Wars is and what it is meant to nerds everywhere. They really are bad at it.
Well, this proves it.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine they're just gonna tear this stuff down?
That's one of the biggest fails I've ever heard of.
Oh my God.
I wonder how much they spent making this place.
What a waste of money.
I just wonder if you can buy some of the stuff.
I was just gonna say the same thing. Yeah. How much for that bedspread?
Andy's bedroom's
so much money.
Something like this.
No.
Andy, if you get the Star Wars bedroom, you gotta invite me over.
No, honestly, if I was on the executive board, I'd say, okay, let's just expand it. Make it a regular hotel. Let's make the rooms like this. Make it a regular hotel. I'll probably charge a premium hotel room price
because
you're still getting a Star Wars themed hotel, but nowhere near $5,000 a night.
All right, Chuck. Andy's having a Star Wars themed sleepover.
Yeah,
he got that new bedroom set. Let's go.
Of course.
Bring your own Star Wars. Bring your own lightsaber.
I've got a couple light plastic stick,
as Lisa
ones.
Calls it.
Yeah, I got a light stick.
It would be easy to kind of retrofit this and make it just a regular hotel, I think, and that's probably what they should do.
Well, I do agree. They don't need to have all these people like wandering around. If you could just, I'd just like to stay. I'd choose to stay
in
the
room.
I'd stay in that room if I was in Iowa.
Exactly.
If I was in Iowa for business.
Iowa Wars.
Yeah. They just, I honestly think more than anything, they missed on the whole price point.
That absolutely
that was their number one
way out of reach for the average American family.
How many
times do you think the half of the hotel was empty?
So many.
Oh, I'm sure most of the time.
Right? I think probably the first year it was full because there was pent-up demand.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm sure, obviously, they've within 2 years, they're closing it. So they.
We were like all excited about it. And then they were just like, man, it's $5,000 per person
per
night.
And I think every one of us was like, and because of that, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way. Could we hear Lisa's reaction one more time to the closing of the Star Wars?
It's not funny, Lisa.
So be it.
That'll do it for the Star Wars Hotel.
Wow, that's incredible, though.
Yeah, it's crazy news.
Oh, they're so bad.
What went wrong for an old guy out for his morning walk at 4 a.m.?
Hmm.
Let's find out.
It sucks to be old.
In this case, it really does suck.
Oh, I bet.
An elderly man out for his morning walk.
Let me guess. Was viciously attacked.
Nope.
By a cougar?
No.
Oh.
In Lakeland, Florida.
Oh. Was viciously eaten by an alligator?
No.
No. Oh.
An elderly man died.
Oh.
After getting run over by a street sweeper.
Street sweeper.
In Lakeland early yesterday
so
morning.
Slow.
Oh, my
so
God.
Slow, and it is a very horrible way to go.
Yeah.
He was listening. He had his headphones in.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's probably listening to this song.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so loud, too. He must have had some serious noise-canceling headphones.
But, like, I don't even see him. Where do the people sit when they drive on those things? They didn't see him?
Police say a City of Lakeland street sweeper was traveling north about 4:34 in the morning yesterday. While the sweeper turned right...
He walked right into it.
He felt an impact. He then checked his surroundings and after finding nothing, proceeded to drive forward.
Oh, no.
Heading east.
No, and swept him up.
He then noticed the victim in his 70s lying on the road behind the sweeper.
Oh,
he did the body and a trail of blood behind me.
Yeah.
Got all prompted him up. To immediately jump out and call 911.
Do it.
I think it was just a bad accident.
Well, guy needs to walk on the sidewalk. That's what I
know.
He probably got to. He didn't even know what hit him. Probably he got the afterlife. He's still singing. He's like, dab, dab, dab,
dab. He died doing what he loves. Yeah. We can say that.
Yeah, he did.
We can say
4 a.m. power walking.
He loves
his favorite jams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He loved a clean street.
One, it's really dark in certain areas. Two, a lot of Florida communities don't have sidewalks. It's just grass leading right up to. You know, he could have been just walking the side of the road where he normally does his walks.
There's an area every once in a while I'll decide to cut through that has these street sweepers.
They're so slow.
They're so slow. They're just so easy to avoid. And they're so loud.
I know, but one, if you're already hard of hearing.
Yeah.
And two, you've got this jam cranking in your noise-canceling headphones.
I get it.
You know how it could happen, right? You're not paying attention.
I just don't know. I don't know how you run them over.
Like, yeah, I don't think that
really
guy was
dark, right?
Attention.
Real dark.
It's got to be super dark.
Super dark. He's not wearing any reflective clothing.
Yeah.
He just didn't even. I mean, I feel bad for the street sweeper too, right? I mean, that's tough.
Well, he swept a guy right to death, and he had a chance not to kill him, I think. But he just looked. He looked kind of half-assed.
He's like, "Oh, did I hit something?"
He's like, "It must have just been a piece of garbage."
And then he probably.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. Because the street sweeper is so loud.
Wouldn't have heard the old guy underneath it. The victim's exact cause of death is yet to be determined, but I mean, crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swept
to death.
Yeah.
Swept to death.
All that dust.
Swept right to death. I always picture this song as pretty happy, too. Now it takes on a different...
Well, that's because you
imagine it's still playing in the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's laying there. Stop his music, for sure.
You would have to stop it.
Yeah.
Let me just stop that. Jesus. It's pretty upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is sad. Now it's a
a sad song.
And no, you have to look at it like he went
doing what he loved.
I mean, walking in the middle of the night. I mean, that's his morning, right? 4 a.m. is his morning.
You think he liked a dirty street?
No, he did a dirty street.
You're right. So he loved a good, brisk morning walk and a nice, clean street.
Yep, he got
and
both.
His favorite jams, and he
got it all. Really,
he got it all. Yeah. You're right. Look at it that way.
Makes it happier now, doesn't it?
Someone said here in Jacksonville, Florida, so many people get run over between 2 and 5 in the morning. Seniors are just walking too early.
They
I know that's
are.
When they get up.
I know.
I'll admit I've done it too early. I'm out there.
Oh, I thought you were going to admit that you ran over a senior.
No.
Okay.
No, but I get out there super early sometimes on
the
weekend.
No, I know this is your fate. That's why I was like, it's either a cougar.
I do have headphones in too.
Oh, no. Nope. Or if you get hit by a street sweeper, my God, Dave.
Yeah.
No, I mean, come on. I'm not there.
You know the problem too, though? I do think that a lot of like the workout clothes that you might buy, there's a lot of like dark colors, because I do see it every once in a while where I'm like, oh, this person is walking, it's 5 a.m. because I encounter, there's a one intersection that I go to where if I was gonna kill somebody, it would be at that intersection because there's always walkers.
Yep. And morning joggers.
Yeah.
They have like the Iron Man leg lights on their chest that are blinking.
Yes. And thank God they do, because everything else they have on is pitch black.
They're there for a reason, right?
Yeah.
You think an elderly guy would have reflectors on him or something.
You'd think so, because they love reflectors.
They like a safety item.
Yeah, we shouldn't allow seniors to have noise-canceling headphones outside.
Dude, the thing is,
dangerous.
Like right now, if there was a street sweeper in the town that's the closest big town to here, we could probably go outside and hear it. And it's miles away.
Yes.
They're so loud.
I haven't seen one in a while. And if I do, it's generally just on the freeway and I'm not listening.
Honestly, they clean these streets over here like every once in a while, and it's like a gigantic dust cloud is in the air.
In the fall time, there's a city next to us that you can just blow your leaves into the street and they pick up all the leaves with the street sweeper.
This is like people listen to it to fall asleep.
Yeah, because I have it turned down.
That would not make me
sleep. This is its actual sound.
Sounds for sleeping. Street sweeper.
It used to be my favorite truck as a small child. They would pass by my house.
You just don't see them that often.
I would get pumped as like a 2-year-old. Pumped.
It's a sad day.
Yeah, I see him here, and like also this neighborhood that you cut through with the walkers, though, it is one of these neighborhoods where you just get to put your leaves in the street, which, what a bonus that
is.
Yeah,
no, that's great.
That's awesome.
I wish I was in the
city that did that.
No.
Especially with all the leaves I have.
Not like that at all.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt.
Could it be?
Oh, wow.
Kicking this off.
Something in a butt.
There is something in a butt. You are correct. Lieutenant Jeff Holt conducted a body scan.
Butt scan.
The first one, something seemed a little out of the ordinary, but seemed clear.
Okay.
the second one, something popped up. Upon review of the newly scanned image,
yes,
they noticed a foreign object had moved, and they were able to now identify what that was on the first body scan.
Okay, so it might have looked like poop at first, but then what did it look like?
It was still inside the anal cavity of the arrestee.
I wonder if this was swallowed and was making its way down or shoved. I always guess shoved.
Yeah.
I think I know this news story, so I'm out.
You're out. Okay, you're out. You're out. Oh, where was he?
I am trying to figure that out right now. It is in LaPorte County, Indiana.
No, but I mean, like, it was a traffic stop.
What happened?
Was he in jail? Was he at the hospital?
At the county jail.
Okay.
So he's been arrested for some reason. He's at the county jail.
Yes.
They purchased this body scanner just about a year ago there.
Okay.
Because they had people just shoving stuff up their butts all the time.
Of course, of course.
So, like, we need a butt scanner.
So what do you shove as you're about to be arrested or as you're being arrested? I'm going to say it is a condom full of pills.
Condom full of pills up his anus.
Yes.
That, my friend.
Not it.
Not correct. It, again, didn't show up the first time around clear, but then shifted, and it was clear what was up there. So it was not swallowed, it was shoved.
Yes.
I'll just say this, if you're looking for a clue.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of am.
Because we can just...
you think?
Dangerous.
Dangerous, okay, that helps. Has to be a weapon of some sort.
That's what it seems.
A knife.
Good guess.
A knife.
Ooh.
Gun, bomb.
Taser. I'm going to say a taser. Mace. Mace.
Not gun, bomb, or pepper spray. No mace or pepper spray.
Brass knuckles.
Ooh. No brass knuckles. All right, one more round of guesses and I'll reveal what dangerous item.
You said gun, right?
Yeah, I said all of them. Tried to come up with...
So...
Dangerous.
How he didn't get injured? Me
is
no
a,
no.
Is a shock.
Him. Me no no. Me no no.
A toothbrush shiv.
Syringe? With
razor.
The person who actually came the closest was Lisa with knife. Because up this guy's butt that he shoved up there,
which
these scissors.
Ooh,
how scissors, is that not noticeable right off the top?
Yeah,
whatever
yeah, it's
way
a
he
distinctive
was,
shape.
Might need to get a new scanner.
He was lying or sitting on this scanner. They couldn't determine what it was. But
that
then,
scanner sucks.
It yeah, obviously does,
the,
right?
They got the cheap one or something.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know how you get that up there and not die.
Why did he put to that? That's the question.
He must have went in handles first, right?
Yes. You have to go handle first on that one.
But those are big handles.
They are. I think
to get both handles in at the same time?
I think you'd be shocked on how big it can get.
Is it possible maybe they would put in open?
You know? Oh, my goodness.
That's just be very incredibly careful. Dangerous.
I do see what you're saying, though. When you open a pair of scissors all the way, and you can almost like overlap them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazingly, the scissors were removed from the arrestee without incident. No nicks, no cuts. If he had perforated his bowel, he could have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real chance you take when you put scissors in your butt.
Sounds like this man has a lot of experience with stuff in his butt.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
Have you ever had a cheap pair of scissors, though, that like can almost...
Can barely cut anything.
No, like, yeah, but
like kid scissors?
They can like open and the blades can actually go over top of the handles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these, I mean, they're not kid scissors, first of all. They're big scissors. They're not tiny.
No.
And I don't know how you don't pierce yourself.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, because you're looking at the scissors that were in them right there.
I don't know how he acts like there's not scissors in him.
Everything okay, sir?
Yeah, he's in the line.
Yeah, sir, everything. You look a little.
I'll take it from here.
Thanks, man.
I'll pretend something's in my ass.
Sir, what seems to be the trouble?
Nothing.
You look a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to. I need you to walk over here.
No.
Yeah, walk.
No,
pick up the base,
get up.
Man.
I can't walk.
Pick
I can't
up the
get
base.
Up. I
oh,
can't
you dropped something.
Can you get that for me?
I can't. No, we need you to bend over. We're gonna need you to bend over. Everything okay, sir? Everything all right? You don't have anything in your rectum, do you?
This guy sounds like turned to Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Voice got real. What? But, sir, what's happening?
I have scissors in my ass.
What?
Oh.
It's contraband.
That's what happens.
Turn right
scissors
into Mickey Mouse.
Scissors in your ass makes you turn into Mickey Mouse.
It does when they're stabbing you.
They purchased, as I said, this body scanner at the LaPorte County Sheriff's Office about a year ago. Since then, they've found all sorts of items, tattooing equipment, drugs, paraphernalia, foreign objects, scissors, money, and snacks.
But they must know, like, hey,
gross.
Sometimes, sometimes that first scan doesn't really work. So we'll scan you again in like 20 minutes. We'll let some stuff shift around inside.
Dude, you saw the size of these scissors.
I know. That's why I'm saying.
If your bowel was packed with feces, I don't understand where that hides, how you couldn't see that.
That might be your only hope.
Packed full
of feces?
Unless
he just had the handle part outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they would have seen that. That would have been a visual giveaway.
Yeah.
Giveaway.
I think they were in there. But you're right. Like, if you were packed, you could graphically.
Oh. Like, it's almost like styrofoam padding.
Yeah.
You shove it in the poop.
Yeah.
To protect yourself.
Yep. Whoa.
Jesus on earth.
Yeah. It's not something that you think about often, but. I mean,
it's
I
not
guess
something
that,
I've ever thought about ever in my life once.
Yeah. I can't believe you just thought of it.
Well, I saw the way he was demonstrating.
I was like, oh, boy, man. I was just trying to think, how do you not cut yourself to shreds? And that'd be the only way.
Yeah. I'll put it in my poop sheath.
Yeah.
That's fecal protection.
Yeah.
All right. From what's up his butt to what's on his dong.
Okay.
And I'm not going to make you guess here. An Australian man had to be hospitalized after passing out with 9 metal bands constricting his scrotum following a botched attempt to get harder in the bedroom.
God, he put them all on his scrotum.
So he's just trying to trap the blood? Is that it?
Yeah, he's doing his best.
Doctors detailed the case study's rare case of penile strangulation, complete with his rescue by firefighters in the medical journal Urology Case Reports. The 44-year-old patient was rushed to an emergency room with 9 heavy-duty industrial stainless steel rings stuck around the base of his penis and scrotum for a whopping 12 hours.
Okay, so he's got the style that goes around everything.
Oh, you put your whole package through it?
Like, yeah. Whoa. The whole kit and caboodle, right through.
Those are terrifying.
Oh, my God. I don't even understand them.
The unfortunate soul, who was reportedly intoxicated at the time, had reportedly utilized his bizarre bedding bands in an attempt to maintain an erection during sexual intercourse. And then he passed out following the sex session.
I bet.
And then he awoke several hours later in significant pain. He then rushed to the hospital in distress and agony. An examination revealed that his groin was swollen, tender, and bruised. Doctors had to administer intravenous anesthetics to alleviate his pain. Surgeons then attempted to remove the industrial strength rings, which measured just 0.4 inches in diameter. Not even a full inch around?
What a poor guy, God.
Using bolt cutters. But to no avail.
Not every Australian, I guess, is.
He's
got a tiny little shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah.
Left with no other recourse, they then enlisted the aid of the local fire department, who arrived to cut off the rings with an industrial-grade circular saw. If there's ever been a PSA for trimming your pubes, this is it. This man has the hairiest groin.
Stop it. They have a photo of it?
They have a photo of this, and there's so many pubes in it, I almost...
No. Oh, no.
It is chock full of pubes.
You mean, so they're going to show you the steel rings, and they're just decorated with pubes?
Well... Yeah, so they pixelate a bit of his base.
Oh, okay. They're showing
they show the rings,
okay.
But there's many. He's got a hairy area.
He's got a hairy area. Yep.
Look at those goodness. Pubes. Wow. Look, they're everywhere. Pubes here, pubes there, pubes. So many pubes, they're going through the rings.
I feel like we're really zoomed in, too.
Yeah,
because if that thing is, if those things are only an inch and a quarter wide, you're really zoomed in. That Dremel looks huge, but it's really just a tiny little.
Why does that cloth look so dirty behind those rings?
It's so dirty. I think his area is dirty, guys.
Yeah. So what are we looking at? What have they pixelated? Is this the balls here?
I think so.
I believe
this is the shaft.
Yeah,
right?
And the shaft is going straight and it
through.
Almost looks like
they put
a popsicle stick or something to.
Yeah,
They're blocking the cutting blade from cutting
cut into his penis.
His penis.
So that's like a tongue suppressor.
Yeah.
They've shoved underneath there just to stop the blade.
Is the head of his dong out
it's
here?
It's out and underneath that covered up terrible dark looking cloth.
Oh, see, I think it's the opposite.
Oh, you think?
I could be wrong, but I feel like
way,
his dong is going like it's
I can
going
see
out
saying.
Of the picture. And they're so right now they're cutting from like the base of like where his shaft
your pubic
and
delta down.
Yeah. Yeah, and coming out.
Oh, you think this is where the head of his
I think the head would be.
And his balls are further down.
That's why I feel like that's so blurred down below, because that's like his nuts hanging out.
I see.
Oh, and this is his head over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, that's not a big distance from shaft to head.
I mean, they were running risk of a pube fire.
The great pube fire of 2023. Honestly,
if a pube didn't light up in this situation, I'd be shocked.
I bet it did.
Why does it smell like burnt hair in here?
I bet it would.
Oh, my God. He's so hairy.
Yeah. I've let it get worse than that.
So they had the fire department come in. They cut the rings off with an industrial-grade circular saw.
Should have seen me when my wife was in the hospital.
Oh, Lord. Due to the risk of performing such a delicate surgery with power tools, surgeons placed a tongue depressor between the penis and the saw to prevent any mishaps. Meanwhile, sterilizing the penis with a saline solution helped mitigate the risk of a saw-induced thermal injury.
I one time tried to make my very own drill bit out of an Allen wrench. I was like, man, I don't want to do this Allen wrench thing. So I cut the little L shape off with a Dremel, and I touched the steel, and it was about 25,000 degrees. And so I just can't even imagine how hot these little rings are getting around his Johnson. So
he did not
so
emerge from it completely unscathed.
No.
Yeah.
When they looked inside his bladder using a thin camera, they found that his urethra was irritated and swollen, so he did have to wear a catheter for a little
while. Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's the least of his problems.
Right. I mean, if I had 9 rings on my dong and all I ended up with is a couple of weeks of a catheter.
What do you need 9 for,
that seems like really, I mean, I guess he was having a real...
Dave, we know you could have at least held 12.
Yeah. I guess he was having a real hard time getting it up.
To be honest, I think like this isn't even about getting it up. This is about like...
Well, they said to maintain an erection.
It's a torture thing, I think, for at this point.
I feel like for this guy, he was just bored. How many can I fit on there?
Man. That's so crazy.
If you... by chance are crazy and want to see this.
How many are on there right now that we're looking at?
I think 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they've got 2 off already.
They've taken 2 off.
They've already taken 2 away. Man, so many pubes. Man, why are the pubes coming out of his shaft?
Because his shaft is puby.
They could be that long to where
Dr. Chuck,
you know, they're growing out.
His shaft is puby, Dave.
I mean, it's an official medical diagnosis. Yeah.
Sometimes you get a puby shaft. You gotta take care of that.
If you want to see this for some reason, if you want to see a lot of pubes, hit up Twitter, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Someone, I guess, did just send us the unedited pick.
Oh, okay. Because my guess is there's so many rings that it was actually
like...
What
sick freak has the unedited pick?
I don't know.
One of our medical staff?
One of our sick freaks. Thank goodness it's coming from
Jason's
email. No.
Oh, wow.
I'm not into strangled penis.
You find everything.
So you say. Strangled penis is not for me.
Wow.
A picture to the left?
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at how... So some were big. Bigger and some were smaller.
They even show you his urethra.
Jeez. Whoa. It's terrible.
So disgusting.
I mean, it's so bad. Look at the tiny ones.
The least of his problem is his long pubes.
Right.
You know what's weird, though?
His whole wiener shaved except for his pubic delta.
Yeah, like A doesn't show the pubes.
Did they, you know what? I think when they got some out, they must have shaved him down. Right. When
I think they realized, oh, my God, it probably caused that fire that we were worried about.
Once the pube fire started, they realized, oh, we got it. How is your penis out there for the world to see after it's been stuck in 9 rings? Your small, stubby, chubby penis.
Like, honestly, like.
And your urethra. There's a picture inside
him. I'd be so embarrassed if my urethra was on the internet.
I would feel way less embarrassed about your urethra.
No, you saw my urethra. Yeah, no. Dude. I hope it looked good. I hope
Chuck
it looked swollen.
Sent it to me. I don't know how he got it, but.
He's got that little sex cam.
That's what I have. Yeah. Honestly, though, his penis looks like it had been in an MMA fight. I mean,
he is out for the count.
That thing is beat up. Yeah. That thing's a mess.
Rocky at the end of Rocky 3 or whatever.
Like, with all the stuff on it, it's just swollen and terrible. But even after they got it all off, it looks burnt. It looks bruised.
Yeah. Yep. Like, what? Is that blood?
I'm assuming it's
that
a
looks
cut
like
of
a
some,
dent.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Jesus. All sorts of stuff. But, I mean, you did it to yourself. He's lucky he has a penis and it's able to function.
It's
hard to feel sorry for him.
No, I don't. Not at all. No, you can't. Yeah, it's his own stuff.
Wiener looks like John Wick at the end of the movie.
Honestly, though, Dave, he's got that cut on it before they took the stuff off. His wiener's just cut on the bottom. He's got a
probably
scab
because he
or
does
something.
This stuff all the time.
Yeah. My goodness.
Jesus. On earth.
Holy crap.
Don't put rings on your dick.
No, you know, the thing is, too, though, they make rings out of, like,
silicone
that you could
rubber.
Stretch.
Yep.
It'll go back. It'll do all the things he's looking for.
If you are too embarrassed to buy that, go to like, a beauty supply and buy some hair ties.
That's it.
Guess what this guy's done before.
Yeah. Hey, man, when you're in a pinch, you use what's around you.
I'm looking for some hair ties.
Yep. I just went to my wife's drawer in the bathroom.
You got to throw
Perfect.
That out after.
Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't put that one in her hair.
No. Can't put that in her hair again. No.
Man, why does your hair smell like my balls?
This guy's wiener off the screen.
Man, oh, man, huh? People found the medical journal on that thing.
Yeah, they did.
They don't mess around.
The graphic pictures.
Good job, Jason.
Yeah. I'll Dick Finder, Jason.
That's a service he could start.
I guess I'll take the credit for it.
Jason, Dick Finder. Reporting for duty.
Yep.
I've had worse nicknames.
Yeah, that's true.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to Miami now, where a dude was at a gym and then just decided he was going to strip naked and fight everyone.
Wow, that's a terrible gym.
A combination, I guess, of drugs and testosterone and whatever else this guy was on. They sent out NBC6's Christian Colon.
Okay.
To figure out what was going on with this nude guy at the gym in Miami. Here's the story. Take a listen.
Yeah, calm situation tonight, but last night around 9 o'clock during a boxing class, police say this man gets naked. He starts pushing people around. Luckily, no one was severely injured. It was a typical boxing class until it wasn't. A man was caught on video naked and allegedly assaulting his workout peers.
The boxing coach said that he was a little off. He wasn't hitting the bag as usual. And the member walked his way downstairs and he was just acting very bizarre.
So bizarre, he starts attacking people. Gym staff quickly try to control him, but he kept fighting back.
He was just becoming dangerous. So at that point, you know, the coaches just picked him up and took him out. But I just hope he gets the mental help, you know, the treatment he needs, you know, to overcome this, bro, whatever he's going through.
After getting kicked out of the gym, the man continued around Midtown punching random people,
yeah,
including this older man in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Eventually, police pulled up.
They gave him many commands to stop and comply, in which he completely disregarded, at which point in time our officer was forced to discharge his taser, at which point they were able to then place him into custody.
He assaulted three people.
Video shows the taser didn't immediately stop him. He still sprinted away from police even after the shock, but not for too long.
Police have not released the identity of this man, so it's really not clear if he's going to be criminally charged. As for the gym, though, staff here say his membership has been canceled.
I guess so.
You can't come back to this gym. You're done here.
I love the stuff going on in the background of this guy's report. Like, I believe one guy walked out and bent over and showed his butt.
Then two others.
Yeah, I believe so. And then,
like, in the beginning or the end?
The beginning.
And then the two guys decide we're going to do some cool boxing, like, in the middle of, like, where you never would. Just to show off. Yeah,
here
this
comes,
guy's like, yeah, check that out.
He was laughing.
He wanted to show his
butt. He picked up, like, a 2-pound weight.
On the news.
I'd be back behind Colon pretending like I'm humping the air.
Yeah.
The unedited version of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, because we're all about today apparently finding all the unedited video that's out there. So there's the guy. This is when he's now taking off his shorts. He's walking around the gym completely naked. This little dude gets into a fight. You got to fight this guy naked.
That sucks.
It's so bad.
Yeah,
but so I mean, he's fighting.
He's also a trained boxer, so that's no good.
Oh, now you're so mad.
He had a wiener that small.
Don't laugh too hard.
Don't laugh too hard. She laughed when she saw that.
Is
Lisa looking at the dom?
Yeah.
I think my baby son's got a wiener bigger than that guy.
I hope I never do this. Lisa will laugh so hard if you do.
He's in great shape. He's a boxer.
You can understand why.
You think that's why he's that angry?
Well, I think it motivates you to get in great shape.
Might be related to Tom Hardy.
It's right around the same.
Got a Tom Hardy wiener. Oh my God, just random people. And this poor guy in the wheelchair is like, get away from me, naked dude.
Yeah.
I love
whoever came in. Oh man.
It's
even smaller.
It turtled.
He's got the tiniest little balls, too.
Oh, he does.
Oh, wow. He fell right on his balls.
Yeah, well, that guy, I think, stomped his ass almost.
Now he's running. Look at him.
Running.
This is incredible video.
The video is amazing.
The unedited is incredible.
You got to go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com to see it, because it is so good.
It'll be there eventually once the web guys wake up and realize there's a problem.
Yeah, there's a problem. Problem, of course, but
he's so funny.
That is too bad. Too bad for him that this is out there, right? Too bad he had a meltdown, and too bad he just got a tiny wiener when he did.
Yeah, because the guy should have been like, I hope he gets the mental help that he needs, and also maybe that penis surgery. Finally, they figure that out.
Oh boy!
Yeah, this guy with a tiny little dong came at me.
Yeah, but if I was running around with a cold dong, it'd be a bad scene. It'd be a real bad scene. So I can feel his pain a bit. Nothing I'd want to get out there.
Yep, you don't want a cold dong.
Nope.
You sure don't. You know what? Here's what I'll do. For those of you anxious to see this man's tiny wiener and you can't get it through our website, we'll just retweet it for you.
Yeah.
Just know that it is not safe for work.
Yeah.
There's a tiny wiener in it.
Yeah.
Not safe for size queens.
Tiny wiener alert, just so you know.
Yep, see? That's why they got to change the name of that.
Yeah, the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Frank.
Look up.
Frank's.
Tiny Frank.
Tiny Frank. Tiny Frank alert.
Yep.
Look at Dave and Chuck on Twitter and you'll see it there.
Real confident man in his boxing with his little tiny penis.
Well, he's led an angry life.
I know, I get it. Every time
he looks down, he gets angry.
I get it. I've looked down at my guy and thought, I should get in shape. I should really get in shape.
You never wanted to fight people?
No, I do. I get real angry and I want to fight and all that, but I just have controlled myself.
So, you guys, it's now like an epidemic. People cannot, once there's one whore that lands in a police station, everybody bangs her.
Oh, okay.
It's like the third or fourth story we've had in a couple of weeks like this. There was the famous thumb lady that started it all, right?
Yeah.
Now we've got another story where five deputies at least had sex with one records employee at a police station in Kansas. Five of them banged her.
Well, I hope that some of these people eventually start looking better.
Here's the update on this. Take a listen to this report.
County Sheriff's Office investigated six of its deputies, some who were having sex on duty.
Three have since resigned after the sheriff says that they lied about having sex with a records employee. Fact finder investigator Haley Tucker first asked about it and shares what the sheriff says happened. Haley?
Rachel, Mike, Sheriff Jeff Easter tells me those six deputies were investigated last year. Five of them for having sex with the records clerk, sometimes on duty, and another for kissing her. He says what's most important here is that those deputies who resigned lied during their investigation.
That poor last guy who just kissed her.
Six Sedgwick County deputies are investigated. Three resign after the department says an internal investigation reveals at least five of them were having sex with one records employee, sometimes while on duty. Factfinder 12 first asked Sheriff Jeff Easter about what happened. He says having sex on duty is not a fireable offense, but he says the three who resigned lied during the investigation, which they can be fired for.
The crux of this was that that's not behavior that we condone or that we want, but those were not firing offenses. What rose to that level was the untruthfulness about it.
Yes, so I banged her.
When you're untruthful, then that causes us to, or yeah, the law causes us to give that information over to the district attorney's office for Brady Giglio consideration.
A law enforcement officer loses their credibility when they lie, which means they could no longer do things like testify in court, which is important to do the job. Sheriff Easter says five of them worked third shift from 10:30 at night to 7 in the morning.
What else are you going to do?
How does that work? So I know whenever a deputy is on duty, don't they have to check in with dispatch and they have to tell their locations?
You know, there's times it's very dead on third shift out in the county. And so, it's
banging time.
There being proactive and if there's any criminal type activity, trying to prevent that from happening. And so instead of doing that, they chose to do some extracurricular activities that was reported to us.
Sheriff Easter says he wants the public to know this is rare.
They can trust the fact that when we have instances like this, that we're going to make corrections and we're going to hold those folks accountable. But please don't label all of law enforcement that this is what they do in their off time or this is what they do when they're not as busy on the streets, because that's not true. How did this happen? But I've been here 10 years and this is the first time. Actually, the second time that I've seen.
There we go.
Okay, so what happens in the first section? It's like 2, 3, 4. Yeah, but not all the time.
Did I say second? I meant fourth.
Did you almost lie?
There's some sex we kiss each other a bit, but outside of that, nothing. I mean, occasional hand jobs. Okay, so penetrative sex will happen.
What's nuts about this is, so like the guys all worked at night. And then I'm assuming this records person worked during the day and it was just like stuff that was set up
So she'd be beginning her shift, maybe coming early. Or, they were ending their shift.
Or
they,
just at night, yeah. They go to her place. They don't show anyone
they
involved.
Don't. And this, well, not yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come out, but so far they're not revealing anyone's identities.
I bet
so
it's bad.
Five of the deputies worked third shift from 10:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're supposed to be out there being proactive. So, yeah, they were meeting her
somewhere.
Maybe at her house. Maybe just she came to the station.
Man, it's just, you know, the one thing I would not be interested in is banging somebody everyone else is banging.
Yeah. Right, and the dude that just kissed her.
Oh, that poor guy.
So, yeah. Two of the deputies had sex with her while on duty. Three others had sex with her, but it wasn't revealed if it happened on duty. A sixth was investigated. His name was brought up, but he was found to only have kissed her while off duty.
Wait, you guys actually had sex with her?
Yeah, dude.
She said she only kissed.
Oh, no. He was off duty, too. He's in love with her.
Yeah, that's it.
There's always someone who wants to marry the town bicycle.
I'm
just going
to ask her to be my girlfriend.
Yo, you go ahead, dude.
Sorry, dude.
We've all banged her.
So three deputies and the records clerk resigned. The deputies who resigned were on patrol for about 2 years. The records clerk, she had been whoring it up at the sheriff's office for less than a year.
If she performed oral, it was like, I kiss your penis.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
You wish
it
was, your penis is. Oh.
You wish it was my penis.
Oh, my God. We don't call him Deputy RJ for nothing.
I thought that was just a rumor.
No. That's what I'm into.
I thought it smelled bad.
It's case after case of this.
We can't stop it.
We can't control ourselves anymore. At schools, at workplaces, anywhere. Yeah. We cannot just stop banging each other.
Well, police officers or people in the departments, didn't they message in when the first thumb case came?
They were like, this happens all the time.
You just don't know about it. Yeah. And now it's just kind of
I mean, we all have heard of badge bunnies and all that kind of stuff. But
that's different to me than like someone who also works at the department. Like, of course, there are girls that love cops and there are girls that love firefighters. And they're, you know what I mean? Like, in the same way that a girl might love a hockey player. But it's different, I think, when one employee at a place has sex with like six guys.
Oh, for sure. So, Vinny, who's with us, there's another industry you say where this happens all the time.
Yeah. Morning, Walsh. Morning, boys. Love the penis.
Penis.
Yeah. Yeah, so car dealerships, man.
You're all banging car dealerships?
Car dealerships. I worked in one in Michigan, so I'm going to leave it there.
Right.
And
so there'll be one pretty girl who's not even just one sluttier girl or something?
Yeah, pretty much. But it'd be like one guy would kind of like sleep with her and then find out. That and then kind of tell his buddies, and then they'd all sleep with her, and then,
wow.
It was a domino effect. And then, there's one girl that everyone slept with, and then she ended up marrying the only guy that got her pregnant, so there's that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
The worst.
You lost out.
That is good. Wow.
Yeah, but I worked at two different dealers, and it was this same thing.
Wow.
Like you thought, this is a totally different dealership, different, scenario. No, it's repeatable.
Wow.
So what is it about certain workplaces that make it that much more of a thing?
Oh, man, I don't want to get myself in any kind of trouble.
Okay.
No, just by describing people in certain ways.
You know what? They're both jobs with a lot of downtime, right?
There is a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
I bet it was one of those larger dealerships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
It could be people. Or it could have been like a used car dealership. It could have been anything. But I'm just saying like maybe your views are, you don't feel bad about crossing some boundaries maybe that other people wouldn't cross.
So there was a chick working at our car dealership. We found out she would take guys on test drives and bang them to try and make the sale.
Man,
was constantly banging in brand new cars.
What?
I was going to say.
Did you take this for a test drive?
I just had a guy.
Did you take him for a test drive?
You know, you're going to be waving a lot in this brand new Jeep.
Yeah, no sex.
Someone said car dealership's like a cruise ship. A lot of people move around, move on to the next, so it's easy for that stuff to happen.
Wow. I don't know, though. It's just one of those things. Like, if I was working somewhere and I had friends, and my one buddy was like, oh, dude, I nailed what's her name last night. You should bang her tonight. I'm like, I guess I just want more or something.
And someone said, I guess this makes sense. I mean, it's changing, I think, but male-dominant workplaces, most of these, you know, there's it's mainly men with a little bit of women.
Yeah.
A couple women.
Yeah.
And so, if you're
it was funny how that guy that was on that report was like, I've only seen it one other time. Maybe three, five. Maybe 17 other times.
Yeah, he was like, wait, I can't lie either, can I?
Oh, God, you probably know that.
The best part was, probably, I don't want you to think that this is what cops do on our downtime or what, because it's only happened the one time. Well, the twice, also those other.
And there was the big thumb story.
Law enforcement, that this is what they do in their off time, or this is what they do when they're not as busy on the streets, because it's not, that's not true. Had this happen, and but I've been here 10 years, and this is the first time. Actually, the second time.
I love the way his expression too. Yeah,
that's so true. I better not lie here. Yeah, actually, also get fired.
Seven, 12th time or so. Yeah. I mean, we lose track, but it doesn't happen all the time. End of the day,
so crazy.
We're not effing every minute. Of the day.
Yeah.
We do take
some of us
down.
Are.
I mean, not me, but I mean, just a couple times.
Well, there was that one time.
Someone said my husband is a lineman. He tells me all the dudes bang hookers when they're doing hurricane work.
Well, like hookers.
That's different.
It's not
different.
It's not a coworker.
Yeah, that's different.
It's a whore.
Yeah, that's just. A restaurant industry, I guess it's pretty common
too. See
that thumb was still the reigning slut, though.
Yeah.
It's tough to take her down.
Yeah.
How many did she end up taking on at work?
Four or something, wasn't it?
It was more than that.
This one's five, maybe six.
I thought she had more.
I thought she had there was eight dudes.
Oh, the officer's thumb face was up there.
Huh.
I want to say at least six.
But also she was doing couples too. Like she would do the
six.
Yeah, six.
She was six. So this one's there. They're close. Well, this one is five and a kisser.
Yeah, but the kisser, that poor kisser. I hope that never comes out. You know, he's like, please don't release my photo.
He resigned right away.
Oh, yeah.
He cried. Probably cried when he found out how many other.
It's just a kiss.
This guy said, gay guy here, worked at a car dealership. Yeah, it happens. I banged a guy in our detail crew for months until his lady found out.
Oh, yeah. The old.
Oh, no.
Detailing that dong.
Yeah.
Carl.
Yep. Ain't that something.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing great, man. I guess you're just wearing penis, and skeet.
Yep. And to you.
Yep.
What's your comment?
Well, I worked in an environmental company for many years. And in the office, there's all kinds of around going on. There's a landfill that is notorious for truck drivers and environmental people having sex at office desks.
Hey, whoa!
Chuck almost didn't catch that.
I know.
No, because I couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
His boss. No, that guy sounded like he was calling from a payphone into disguise.
I got something to tell you. Listen up. This is how it goes. This is how it goes in the environmental industry. I effed my boss's wife.
Yeah. I've been calling him Cocaine Carl in here.
There's something going on.
You never know. Voice changing technology as we head to Anonymous. Now, no F bombs, dude, but you're talking about another industry where everyone's banging each other.
Yeah, the railroad.
Really?
Well,
I knew
I've been working on the railroad.
Check it. The railroad industry.
How do you even encounter someone else on the rails?
Well, you got a two-person crew and 200 miles of straight track, so.
They're banging on the trains?
Like, how many times, though, is it like guys and girls are matched up with each other?
more times it's guys and guys, but now they're hiring a lot more women. So
Most of this has been gay train conductors.
Yeah. We knew it. Gay trains.
Riding the gay train.
Yeah.
I need some help with my caboose.
And ride it. How do you know this, dude? Have you taken part?
Well, I worked for the railroad, but I've heard a lot of stories, especially, say, 10 or 15 years ago. They have cameras in the locomotives now.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit more difficult to get away with that, but they also put you up in hotels when you get to the next terminal. So there's a lot of, sneaking into other hotel rooms. You know?
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
I wouldn't think it. I would never think that that would be... Either.
So no, you wouldn't.
What
but.
Do you have no, you done Dave, it? Will no. you admit you've done it?
No.
No.
No, 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 I'm married, no. no.
All right.
Dave.
Well, come on. Yeah. Will you admit you've had gay sex
no,
on
not
train?
Gay sex. Just like sex. Train sex.
What?
He sounded like he knew. I'm yelling at him because he's getting this.
Oh yeah, no, I know, here. I know. It's terrible, yeah. No.
Dave.
I tried to pull it all down, but.
Oh, James, no. like, but
yeah,
I see his
head bopping
in
Come
there.
On, ride the train. It's the choo-choo train.
Funny quirk.
Find a 90s R&B hit.
Yeah, every time. Dave's like, oh, God, I can't wait to play the track.
About time the Quad City DJ's got some more love.
Absolutely.
I think I can.
They might get played on one of our sister stations here, but
oh yeah,
oh, does it?
Oh, oh yeah. For sure, it has to be.
I should do some shifts over there. Slide in there.
Well, yeah,
afternoon well. Show. You never know.
Quad City DJs.
Let me know. I'll join you, Dave.
All right, white chocolate coming at you.
Be careful what you say, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Say,
yeah, they'll ask me. Yeah. They've already kind of jokingly asked me to do
exactly
an ironic appearance over there. And
well, you
oh
should.
Really? Yeah. I didn't hear about that.
I did.
Let me talk to my buddy Mace. I'll talk to Mace and see what I can get done.
Yeah. No, I'm all right. But, no, he sounded like he was speaking from experience. The only reason I asked him. I didn't think he was having a ton of gay train sex, but I just wondered if he had, like, a hot female coworker. That,
right. Right.
You know.
Did bowling
you say
alley.
A hot female coworker?
Well,
how many hot train chicks are there, huh?
Hot to him, right?
Can you put in attractive train conductor?
Oh,
I'm
going to
put female train conductor.
Someone dressed as one.
Oh, maybe, yeah. No, but if you just do this.
Oh, boy. I mean,
oh, man.
There's not a... There's one. She looks... Russia's first female train driver.
Look at that train she's in.
New Whoa. York City.
Seemingly, okay. They've got it figured out more overseas.
Goodness.
Not there, though.
Nope. Kenya, all right. Ooh, UK. She's got a UK face if I ever seen one.
But she's got a left wonky eye.
Yeah.
Man, no, not.
You to drive
Ooh,
the train.
God, look at that one. Nope. Hard
yeah,
pass.
I didn't think there'd be a lot, but you know, I think he pointed out what was really going on. It's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Like a Navy submarine guy, where.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got needs, and it's been 9 months.
You're not on the train for that long.
My buddy was a sub guy, and he said that, you know, 100 guys would leave. 9 months later, 50 couples would come back.
Oh, stop it. Ridiculous.
That's what he would say. That's what he would say.
No, that's
he was joking, but.
Sure. But now there's more and more women involved in the train industry, so.
Yeah, but even still, like he said, like now that there's a lot more women, it's much harder to pull anything like this off. Like it was a free for all when it was like.
Now every time I see a train, I'm going to be like, huh?
Wonder if they're banging.
Probably some people banging.
Are you banging up there? You banging?
Now we know why they're derailing
yeah,
all the time.
We do. All right, coming up, those crazy Canadians. How did a dude have a really bad day at a Canadian theme park? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
Well, Canada's biggest theme park, Canada's Wonderland, had a pretty unfortunate day yesterday. One fan less than pleased. He had the Fabio happen to him.
Oh, no
Remember
way.
That?
Yeah, when he got hit in the face of the bird.
This happened when a dude was riding the Leviathan roller coaster and a bird slammed right into his face.
That's no good.
Toronto man Hubert Thu boarded the roller coaster right after eating lunch. He sat in the front row. He said there was one single seat available. I thought I'd jump on it. At the peak of one of the roller coaster's loops, a coaster collided. He believes a pigeon.
Ooh.
Right in his face. He said there was blood all over my face and hands, feathers all over me.
Jeez.
And some got on the girl next to me.
Hmm.
It exploded on us.
Wow.
He said.
So it must have been moving pretty quick.
Well, the roller coaster's going fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pigeon bomb.
Yep. A representative for Canada's Wonderland confirmed the incident, saying a guest had reported an incident with a bird on the Leviathan roller coaster. The condition of the bird is unknown.
Dead. He's dead.
The bird is dead.
Bird is gone.
It's the condition of the bird.
That's what they say.
The bird is dead.
It's the official statement.
They're concerned about the bird.
Yeah.
I guess blood also spattered onto the people behind him.
Was it his blood too, or mostly the bird?
Mostly the bird. He said they wouldn't even give us wipes. They just gave us those brown, cheap toilet paper rolls.
Mm, they don't even work.
And told us to wash it off in the bathroom. How's she going, eh?
Yeah.
Take it to the bathroom, eh? He said we probably could have made a bigger deal about it, but at the same time, the kids who work in the park seemed like they had no idea what to do.
Of course.
So that could be an issue. First aid, Canada's Wonderland said, was offered to the riders, but they declined, and no injuries were reported to them.
It was the first car?
Yeah.
Very.
Don't ever sit there.
Yeah. Gives you the best ride, though, sometimes.
No, no.
Best. Mm-mm.
I always heard the back. The very back was
the
best.
Well, the back moves around the most. Yeah. But depending on the coaster, sometimes the front's the best.
The scariest.
Right?
Scariest. Yeah, the scariest.
You hang there for a while.
No way.
No way.
So was this a news story or a nightmare from one of your dream journals?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all over. They probably didn't have this bad boy when Dave was there.
No, they didn't. That wasn't there yet when I worked at this theme park. But you can see it is completely open at the front, right?
Yeah, so you're going to get smoked.
Yeah, it'd be bad news for you. Poor guy. Mm. Not a good day at the theme park.
No, it's not. And if you're a bird lover, it's even bad.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty bad.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.